welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I want to invite you to come take a look at our live broadcast we're doing currently on otrwesterns.com. Look for it on the right-hand side. It's something fun to do, and we get about 15, 20 people listening at any given point. If you have any problems with it, let me know. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Let's get into today's episode. It's going to be The Lone Ranger, and I hope you enjoy.
Speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness, have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for Pine City!
The big white stallion came to a halt at the top of a hill. The man in the saddle was masked. He looked toward the west against the setting sun, and for a moment watched the approach of a distant rider. Then, apparently satisfied, he was about to speak to the white horse. But he hesitated, looked at the approaching horseman again, and said,
"It's Tonto, all right, Silver. But he's riding hard. He wouldn't push Scout at that pace unless he'd found a critical situation. Come on, big fellow. We'll ride to meet him. Come on, Silver."
The Lone Ranger knew that trouble was waiting in the west. He had a fair idea of the sort of trouble, but he couldn't imagine the need for such haste as the approaching Indian indicated. The two riders met.
Oh, Silver, steady, Tonto. Walk fast, Tonto.
Maybe better talk while we ride. Plenty of trouble in west.
Tell me now, did you find out about the three Barkley brothers in Pine City?
Those fellas plenty bad. Barkley brothers got everyone afraid.
That's as we heard.
Many ranchers already leave. Others plan to go soon.
The Barkleys are crooked.
That's right.
The law is helpless.
But you go there. You stop at cabin near Forkin River. That's where you go first.
What'll I find there?
Woman and little fella. Both need help. Plenty bad. Me follow.
Right. Don't try to keep up with Silver. Scout's already had a hard run.
Me see you in Pine City by and by?
Yes. Come on, Silver!
The cabin by the river's fork was a scene of poverty. Cephas Gilroy lived there, and the tired, hungry man had reached the end of all hope.
Bessie, I've stood all I can stand. Our boy is so sick for lack of food that he can't hardly speak. Can't get out of bed, he's so weak.
But there's nothing we can do, Cephas.
There is. I've been beat down by the Barkleys until I most forgot that I was a man. But I'm hanged if I'll stand by and see you and Billy starve.
Oh, Cephas, what are you going to do?
Never mind what.
Oh, wait, Cephas, don't take the gun. Please stay here.
I'll be back.
Oh, in the name of mercy, don't do it. I know what you're thinking of.
The Barkley's broke us, Bessie, and they're going to pay for it. When I come back here, I'll have food.
No, no.
Let go of me.
Oh, they'll kill you. You can't defy the three Barkleys and get away with it, Cephas. They'll kill you as easy as they steal the cattle they want.
I'll come back with food, or I won't come back.
Oh, he won't come back. He can't come back. Oh, they'll kill him if he threatens them.
Mommy.
Oh, Billy, lad. Oh, you've been sleeping, honey. Oh, that'll make you feel ever so much better.
I wasn't sleeping. I can't sleep. It's so hot here.
Oh, dear, now, dearest. The sun will be gone in a few minutes. Then it'll be cooler.
Mommy, I hear a horse. When can I ride a horse?
Just as soon as you get strong again. Daddy's going to fix everything.
No, he isn't, Mommy.
Now, Billy.
Daddy's not coming back. You said so.
Oh, Billy, you must have been dreaming that.
I heard you and Daddy talking.
Huh. To declare. Sounds as if that horse has stopped right outside our door.
Oh!
Very good friend sent me here, Mrs. Gilroy. Oh,
masked.
Where's your husband?
Oh, I can't tell you. Oh, please. Please tell the Barclays my little boy is ailing. Ask him in the name of mercy to send you here another time.
Barclays didn't send me. What's your name, soldier?
Billy.
I've got a horse outside that would like to see you. Have to fix it up someday, huh?
I like horses.
Mrs. Gilroy, will you come outside and take a look at my horse?
But I...
Go on, Mommy, so you can tell me about him.
Oh, all right. I'll be right back, Billy.
That boy has a fever. What's being done for him?
Oh, it's only that he's gone so long without food.
It's more than that. I have some medicine here. See that he gets it right away.
Oh, you're helping us? Us?
I came here to find out about the Barclays. I've heard of the way they've driven people away from the region, stolen cattle, ruined lives.
Oh, you mean you're not working for the Barclay brothers?
No. Here's the medicine. Put as much as a teaspoon will hold in a glass of water and keep that boy as cool as you can. Cloth dipped in cool water on his head will make him more comfortable. I'll be back as soon as I find your husband. In the meantime, my friend will be here. He's an Indian, and his name is Tonto. Trust him.
Oh, there's something about the way you talk. I feel I can trust you in spite of the mask.
Where is your husband, Mrs. Gilroy?
Oh, that's right. He went to find the Barclay brothers. He's going to demand a showdown. Oh, he'll be shot for sure. Oh, he went into town. Oh, mister, make him come back. He can't fight the Barclays.
Gilroy went alone to meet the Barclays?
Yes.
Hope we can be in time. Come on, Silver.
In town, the three Barclay brothers were in the cafe where they spent most of their time. Gilroy came in with a look of desperation on his face. He held his gun in readiness and...
Barclay. You, Mo Barclay.
Seamus Gilroy.
Got a gun.
You lost your senses?
Oh, I've come here for a showdown. I've stood all I can stand from you.
That's it, boys. Hang on to him.
Let me go. Let go, I tell you.
Grab his gun.
I'll knock it out of his hand.
That's a ticket, Jake.
Yeah, maybe you busted his arm. It'd serve him right. What's the matter with you, Gilroy?
Jake, you and Hank and Moe, all three of you Barclays, listen to me. My boy's sick. He's real sick. Maybe I was crazy thinking I could outgun all three of you, but I've got to have some cash.
And earn it, the same as the rest of us.
You know better than that, Barclay. You got rich by robbing men like me. You saw to it that I didn't get a chance to earn a dime or save a penny. I'll do anything. Anything you want, if you'll just let me have a little food and cash enough to get a doctor and medicine.
We wouldn't have any money left if we tried to support everyone around here that's up against it.
But we wouldn't be up against it if it wasn't for you.
Hold your tongue. Next time I'll hit you harder.
Well, if you'd only tell the doctor, you wouldn't be sore at him for helping
you. Now listen, Gilroy, you may as well know the truth. We don't want you or your kind around here. The sooner you savvy that and pull stakes, well, the better off you'll be.
But we're starved. We don't care which. Maybe we ought to send you out of here as an example of what can happen to a man that comes gunning for us.
Yeah, maybe that's a good idea, Mo. I'll fix him.
You and Hank hold his arms. Keep him on his feet so he don't fall down. I'll fix him as an example.
Where's Mo Barclay?
Who said that?
I did.
Mask!
Great guns, Mo. An outlaw coming right in here with his mask on.
I'm not an outlaw. Which of you is Mo Barclay?
Hey, what about it?
Hey, Mo, Jake. He left his horse outside the rail. It's a white horse. He called it Silver.
Silver?
That's it? This is a credit. It's called the Lone Ranger.
That makes everything just perfect. I thought you'd be showing up around here. I've been waiting for you.
Well, I'm here.
Lone Ranger. Oh, I wish Billy could know about this.
You too. Let Gilroy go.
Big talk, huh?
Let him go, Jake. I'll deal with the Lone Ranger myself. You and Hank keep out of this.
Now, Mo, be careful. He's lightning fast on the draw.
They tell me you never shoot to kill. I know. I don't know why everyone is so scared of you then.
You talk, Barclay. Have your say. Then I'll talk.
You come here figuring to put an end to the way me and my brothers run things, eh?
It's time you three went to jail.
And now you see we don't like jail, do we, boys?
Nope, it's not comfortable in jail.
What's more, it's only a matter of proving a charge. Hey, barkeep.
Yeah?
Set up a couple of drinks here. I'll have this big hombre drink with me.
You can give me a glass of water.
Don't touch it, eh? Well, mister, maybe you'll be more willing to do what I say before you leave here. I'd like a light for my cigar. You got a match?
Yes.
Well?
While I hold a light for your cigar, Mo, you'll have a good chance to get your gun out.
Yeah, I will, won't I? Especially if I blow the smoke in your face. Maybe you're afraid to take that chance, eh?
Here's your light. Well, why don't you light the cigar?
All right. Hold a little higher.
How's this?
Right. Now, I...
Look out!
Fast enough, Mo!
My wrist! I got my wrist! Jake, Hank, make him let go!
Drop that gun!
You bust my wrist! Jake, Hank, make him let go!
I'll show him! Oh, my head!
That does for your gun, Jake, and this is for you! Oh. You can join your brother in that corner, Mo! Oh.
Wow, his fist lands like a battering ram.
What about you, Hank? Come on, this is your fight, too.
Now, wait.
Draw your gun or put up your fists.
You're getting us off guard. This ain't fair.
I'll do the talking. Unless there's someone else around here with something to say. What about you, bartender?
No, this ain't no affair of mine.
Now you see why he never has to shoot to kill.
Gilroy, get back to your house. Tonto will tell you what to do.
Who?
My friend, an Indian named Tonto. He'll be at your home.
Yes, sir. I'll get right back there.
Hank, you get over in the corner with your brothers. Pick Jake up. You, barkeep. Where's that glass of water I asked for?
Here it is. Here's a whole pitcher full.
Thanks. Come on, Mo, wake up. We have some talking to do. Get up, Mo.
What hit me?
What's the matter with you, Hank? Jake on his feet.
I'll get square.
Get him up.
There.
Come on, Mo.
Oh, my jaw.
You three have been driving honest men out of this part of the county. You've stolen their cattle, gambled with marked cards, robbed and cheated in every way you could to break the men you wanted to get rid of.
Now, hold on. The sheriff will tell you there's nothing against us. You can't prove
it. You had your chance to talk. Now it's my turn. Keep quiet.
We didn't steal no cattle. There's been rustlers working around here.
That's what I wanted to hear. Rustlers, huh?
Yeah,
that's right. Honest it is.
The Gilroy cattle, for example. Where is it now?
We don't know.
Gilroy blames us for stealing it. We didn't touch it.
Do you know who did? You got rich by honest business deals?
Sure we did.
Yeah, everyone hates us for being rich. They're always quick to blame us for everything that happens.
Gilroy's brand is the Bar C. A running iron could easily change that brand.
Hey, look. Maybe I was sort of fast talking when you come here, mister. I take back what he said. I never saw a man handle his fist like you do.
Or his guns.
Or us.
We're not cattle thieves. You gotta believe that.
All of you men here, you heard what these Barclay brothers said. They don't know a thing about the Gilroy cattle that was stolen some time ago. I suppose none of you would dare speak up, even if you had proof that they were crooks. Well, I don't believe a word they say. Oh, Jake, Hank, the three of you, listen to me. If Gilroy's cattle isn't back by sunrise...
Hey, sunrise?
Yes. If that cattle isn't back inside the Gilroy fences by sunrise, we'll meet again. Now, that isn't a threat. It's just a statement. Which one of you is going to try a shot at my back when I walk out that door?
Hank, you still got a gun?
Not me. For all of me, I won't take the chance.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. Now to continue our story. When the Lone Ranger left the cafe and the Barkley brothers, he hurried to the Gilroy house, his mind filled with thoughts of the boy who was desperately ill, burning with fever. As he drew near, he could see Tonto and Cephas Gilroy standing at the door outside the house.
Oh, Silver, steady, boy, steady. Tonto, have you seen the boy?
Me give him medicine. Fix cold cloth on his face.
What do you think?
Him plenty sick. Few hours. Tell story.
Oh, he can't leave me. Don't let Billy leave us, mister. There must be something to be done for him. If only I'd done better. Saw to it that he had good food.
Steady, Gilroy.
If he dies, I'll feel I'm to blame for it.
Don't feel that way.
He's too small. Too little to die. Well, he's hardly had a chance to live yet. He's been counting the days till he'd be big enough to have a horse to ride like you.
Can anything be done right now, Tonto?
Mother, sing to him. Maybe put him to sleep. Rest helped plenty.
We came here to wait outside in the moonlight so we wouldn't disturb him. Maybe he's still awake. He wanted to see you again. I told him you were the Lone Ranger.
Oh?
He's heard so many things about you.
Otto, there isn't any more that you or Cephas can do here.
Not right.
You told Cephas we need the sheriff's help tonight, didn't you?
He told me, but I can't leave my boy now.
Cephas, you've got to fight.
I don't feel much like fighting with my boy and Bessie.
You're going to fight for justice. You, Tonto, the sheriff, and some deputies. Tonto knows the plan.
You not come?
No, Kemosabe. I want to stay with the boy. I think it's just a matter of hours.
No, don't say that.
Steady. In a few hours, the fever should break. That young lad's going to face a crisis, and I want to be with him.
There now, Sonny. You're going to be all right.
The Lone Ranger.
Here, I'll put another cool pack on his head.
I'm going to ride with him, Mommy. He's going to hold my hand so I won't fall.
He's a little fighter.
Oh, he doesn't even see you. He doesn't know you're here.
He still has his fight ahead of him. He'll be worse before he's better.
Oh, feel his hand. He's so warm.
Yes.
Danny. White horse. Silver.
Billy. Billy, we're going to fight together. Can you feel my hand? Hang on, lad.
It's a big white cloud. Mommy.
Oh, isn't there something I can do?
Get another cloth ready, cold water.
He's getting worse all the time.
He has to. The fever has to reach a peak.
Well, then what?
Then we're going to fight. We'll have help.
Help?
Yes, help.
While the Lone Ranger sat beside the boy whose face was hot, dry, and flushed with a raging fever, Cephas Gilroy rode with Tonto, the sheriff, and the sheriff's men.
All right, boys, rein up here.
Steady. Right over there is the Box Hole Range.
Not where Barkley men sell stolen cattle.
I hope you're right, Tonto. If we're wrong on what the Lone Ranger says, I'll lose my sheriff's badge.
Lone Ranger, make plan.
I'll go along with you then. Hey, boys, you deputies.
Yeah.
What we're going to do tonight is sort of against the law. I figured that we're justified doing it for the things that'll come of it. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe the Lone Ranger's wrong.
I'll take that chance.
Sure. Looks like some of my longhorns over yonder. I can see them in the moonlight.
We'll find out about it. The Box Hole is owned by Sam Grogan. I wouldn't put it past him to buy stolen cattle.
I see it all now. The Barclays took a running iron and changed my brand. The Bar C into the Box O.
Yep.
We'll find that out while here last week.
We'll see how things turn out.
What are we to do, Sheriff?
We've got to move some of that cattle. Take the fence down, move the cattle, and put the fence back as it is. Then we've got to use a running iron on the Box O brand. That's the plan, isn't it, Tonto?
That's right.
Then hurry up and let's do it. I've got to get back home to my boy.
Come on, get up there. Come on.
The hours of the night dragged slowly while the masked man and the tortured mother sat at the side of Billy.
The fever increased. The lad's breath was hot on the strong hand of the Lone Ranger. The feeble murmurs that came from the dry, parched lips were without connection.
Wheat cloud. Horses. It's hot.
It's worse than ever.
You're going to get well, soldier. We're going to fight it out.
Wheat cloud. I'm afraid.
There's nothing to be afraid of, Billy.
Don't let go of me.
We won't. You're not afraid. Nothing can hurt a brave fellow like you.
How would it be that day?
Don't leave me alone.
You're not alone, Billy.
Now rest. Quiet.
I just feel no evil. But thou art with me.
Fight, Billy. Fight. Fight, son.
I don't see the cloud. The cloud is gone. There's a white horse. The Lone Ranger.
His voice is a little stronger.
Billy, can you hear me?
Daddy.
Your dad is the Lone Ranger tonight. He's riding with Tonto. He's riding to bring back what was taken from him. He's gone.
What is it? What's happening?
Take this cloth. Dry towel. Let me have one.
Oh, yes. Yes, it's dry towel. But what are you...
Daddy. Riding.
Yeah, wipe his forehead.
Oh, tell me.
Like Lone Ranger.
There.
Oh, another cold cloth.
No, wait. Wait, give me a watch. Steady, Billy. You're going to ride with your dad. He's going to have a horse for you just as soon as you're strong again. Hang on to my hand, Billy. Tightly.
You... Your hand.
That's it. That's it, boy. Now take your mother's hand. Here. I've got to go and meet your daddy.
Please.
Put this forward.
It's moist. What's that?
And that's what we've prayed for. That's perspiration. He's met and passed the crisis.
Oh, you mean... Oh, tell me.
Billy isn't going to leave us. He's going to get well.
Oh, thank goodness.
I'll be back.
Oh, Billy, dearest, you're going to get well.
Mommy.
Silver!
That was the Lone Ranger.
In the hours that followed, the masked man's gentleness fell away, and he became the hard-fisted rider that was determined to rid the community of the scourge of the Barclays. He met Cephas Gilroy and the other riders herding cattle. He helped drive the stock into Gilroy's range. Then fast work by many hands with running branding irons filled the time until well past dawn.
Well, I don't know how it's going to work out, but I'll do all I can.
We'll see, Sheriff. Gilroy come back from house now. Look, him come fast. Him look plenty happy.
Get the rest of those brands changed over. We'll get visitors in a little while. If we don't, we'll hunt up the Barclays.
Hey, Sheriff! Sheriff! Tonto! All of you! My boy's getting well. He's going to be well again.
Well, I'm glad to hear. Hey, hold on. Look over yonder. Some riders heading this way.
Are they from the Boxo?
Yeah, sure enough. That's Sam Grogan in front. He's traced the cattle here. Now we're in for it, boys.
Sheriff, take your men and get into town. You know what to do.
But you may need help.
We'll not need your help here. Hurry, get going. Don't let Grogan see you here.
Mount up, boys. Hit for town. Come on.
Now, Cephas, be sure Grogan sees the brands we just fixed.
Right.
I'll talk to Grogan. When he leaves here, his next stop will be the Barclay Brothers' house in town. That's where we'll have the showdown that will clean up this town.
Barclay brothers, still aching mentally and physically from the beating of the night before, were at breakfast.
I'll get that Lone Ranger if it's the last thing you do.
Yeah, I'd like to had a crack at him last night.
I was likely expecting it, then. We'll get him when he don't expect it.
And you don't think we should worry about that warning he gave us?
Let him try anything. Just like another chance at him. Got me off guard last night. Hey, Sam Grogan.
You bet it is.
Sam, quit down there again.
When I get what I came for, you double-crossing polecats. You, Mo Barclay.
Hey, Sam, let's get into you.
I heard what took place last night. A Lone Ranger laid into the three of you for keeps. He scared the living daylights out of you.
He never did.
Sam, put down the gun.
Shut up, Jake. I'll deal with Mo the same as before. I heard what the Lone Ranger said. You wish to get the cattle back to Cephas Gilroy or get out of town.
What about it?
You didn't get. You're still here.
Don't tell me you're working for the Lone Ranger.
I'm working for myself, Sam Grogan. That's who I'm working for. I bought cattle from you and I paid cash for it. I bought cattle that had the Box O brand on it. You told me the Box O was your own brand.
Sure.
I had plenty of suspicions, but I was getting the cattle for a third the proper price, so I wasn't going to ask too many questions. I know what that Box O brand means.
What's the matter anyway?
You took the Gilroy stock, the Bar C. You took a running iron and made the line into a box, and the C into an O. You sold me Gilroy's cattle.
Is that what you're grilling about?
Put down the gun and forget it. You know what kind of stock he was buying. That's why you got it so cheap.
I knew, yes, and I should have known that if it'd steal from Gilroy, it'd steal from me.
You're one of our friends. We don't want your kind to go broke, Sam.
Maybe not, but you'd rob me to save your necks. I heard what the Lone Ranger told you. Get back the Gilroy cattle, so you did it. I saw it this morning.
What? You saw it?
Right in the Gilroy fence. And that running iron of yours has gone to work again. The Box C brand was made into a double Box 8. I know the stock. I could see where the fresh brand had been done.
Here, look.
We never...
Oh, there's a mistake.
You bet there is.
The sheriff.
Close in, boys. Pete and Jim, the window. Slave, come in that door. I'll go in this window.
Sheriff, what's this? What are you here for?
We came to hear what Sam Grogan have to say, and we heard a plenty. Last we got evidence against you, Barclays.
Evidence?
And you too, Grogan. You can testify in court against him, or you can go on trial along with him as being a receiver of stolen cattle and aiding and abetting crooks and being an accessory after the fact. That's law.
It's a frame-up. We never stole Grogan's cattle.
Stole Gilroy's? I just took it back to him, with the Lone Ranger directing the procedure.
I see it now. It was a frame-up from the start. He knew he wouldn't return the cattle.
We figured that Grogan knew you as being Yellow Hounds, and that you stole it back. We got you, and at last there's evidence. Now, by Juniper, this town will be cleaned up. Billy Gilroy will be riding his own horse in a few weeks. And by that time, honest men will be in charge again. That's the way the Lone Ranger does things.
Have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate this episode in iTunes, otrwesterns.com/iTunes. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good day.